The dictionary defines the word encouragement like this. Quote, the act of inspiring one to a renewed hope. The act of inspiring one to a renewed hope. Vine's Expository Dictionary of Biblical Words defines the word encourage, quote, to urge forward. It is to renew somebody, to inspire them to a renewed hope. It is to urge someone forward. That's the word defined. Now let me read a verse. And you need not turn to this because you're going to turn to another one in a minute. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11, Paul uses the word in this manner. He says, therefore, encourage one another and build up one another just as you were doing. So here, the church in Thessalonica, they were urging each other forward. They were inspiring each other to renewed hope in Christ. Paul says, look, you are doing this, and that's good, but he says, do it more. So you see, brethren, even where there is encouragement, there can always be more. And where there is encouragement, there needs to be more and more. As we keep encouraging, as we keep renewing each other's hope and inspiring each other to keep going forward. Now here's the question that we want to ask. The question tonight is, how can we help each other through encouragement? How can we help each other through encouragement? Now, I want you to take your Bible, and I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 3, and let me share with you one verse here. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. Are we there? All right, but exhort, that's how the English Standard uses it, it's encourage, but encourage or exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. How can we help each other through encouragement? I want you to look at that verse and I want you to see two things. First, you and I can help each other with encouragement by encouraging others daily. Encouraging others daily. Now, look at the term that he uses. He says to encourage one another every day, or encourage others daily. Now, let me put it like this. Encourage others on a regular basis. Now, you will not have to go far into your network of friends until you find somebody that you need to encourage. Did you get that? I don't care who you are, and I don't care where your world is about, you will not have to go far into your network of life until you find somebody that you need to encourage. I would challenge you to set a goal that every day I'm going to encourage somebody, even if that encouragement is just a smile and a wave to somebody. We need to encourage others on a regular basis. We can help each other through encouragement. We can help each other with encouragement, but we've got to do it on a regular basis. Listen, you can make one statement to somebody and renew their whole day. So how do you not do that? How do you not do that? We can help each other through encouragement, number one, by encouraging others daily. Encourage others on a regular basis. You can do that. But secondly, look at that verse again. We can help each other through encouragement if we will encourage others without delay. This is crucial. Encourage others on a regular basis, but number two, encourage others without delay. Look at that verse again. But encourage one another every day. Now watch this. As long as it is called today. Now, why is it so important that we encourage others without delay? The reason that is so important is stated at the end of verse 13. He says, do it while it's still today. In other words, encourage somebody without delay, because if you don't, what may happen to them? They may fall into the hardness of sin. Brethren, please get this. Please understand this. Delay can be deadly to somebody who needs encouragement. Listen, if somebody needs encouragement, what does that mean? That means that they are discouraged already. Listen, they're down, they're fading, the devil's got them. The devil may have them by the throat with both hands, just shaking them and discouraging them, and if we delay the encouragement, what may happen to them is that we may lose them to sin. Do you understand this? We can use encouragement to help. How do we do that? We do it by encouraging others on a regular basis. We do it by encouraging others without delay. If you see somebody today who's down and out, don't go home and tell your significant other about it. Encourage that person right then, because tomorrow the devil may have them in the street. Now, now. You can help me, and I can help you if we'll encourage one another regularly, and if we will encourage each other without delay. Brethren, if a brother or sister is down, that's our problem too. That's our problem too. Now, let's make some application to this. Three applications very quickly. Number one is this. Become aware of what encourages you, and then encourage someone else with that. Listen, if I become aware of what encourages me, then I will take what encourages me and I will use that to encourage somebody else. In other words, when I'm down, what brings me back up? When I am discouraged, what is it that encourages me? When I want to go backwards, but I need to be urged forward. When I think it's all gone, but I need to be inspired with a renewed hope. What is it that encourages me? If I become aware of what picks me up, if I become aware of what builds me up, if I become aware of what encourages me, if I will use that on others, it will encourage them, it'll build them up, and it'll give them renewed hope as well. Become aware of what encourages you and encourage somebody else with the same thing. So I don't know what to do. Well, what makes you feel better when you're down and out? Do that. Number two. And if there's one thing I want you to take home, this is what I want you to take home. Because we don't know this. But I'm going to say this, and then you're going to say, you know what? That is true. And I never thought about it like that. Second application is this. Here it is. Encouragement. Encouragement goes straight to the heart. It goes straight to the heart. Listen. Listen. I'm going to teach you something. That's what the very word means. I can do this in 60 seconds. Watch this. I can do this in 60 seconds. We're going to watch this. The word encourage. You got that? That's encourage. N, not I-N, but E-N. N is a prefix. That word, N, means to put into. Put into, N. Courage, C-O-U-R, is Latin. Actually, the Latin word is C-O-R, core, but when you bring it to English, there is the U. This is a Latin word. You know what that means? That word means heart. Put it together. Put into heart. Put into heart. Encouragement. What is encouragement? Encouragement is you put it into heart. You put it into heart. Encouragement go straight to the heart. Did you hear what I said? When I encourage somebody, when I encourage them, what I say, what I do, goes straight into their heart. Listen, now, quickly turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. There's no need not to fully learn this. We're too old not to know this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul is talking about, you know, I'm knocked down, but I'm not knocked out, and things are tough, but it's going to be okay. Now watch what he says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verse 16. So we do not lose heart. Hold on to that. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner being is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comprehension. Now, you hear what he's saying? We're having a tough time, but he says, listen to me. He says, listen, take heart, because even though this outward being, the flesh, is wasting away, he says the inner self, the spirit, is being renewed day by day, and this light and momentary affliction, this persecution, this wasting away of my flesh, he says, don't worry about that, because this light and momentary affliction that you're going through, you're learning something that's going to eternally help you in the long run. You understand that? Here's what I want you to see. He starts it by saying, don't lose heart. What is he saying? Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't lose heart. When you lose heart, you are discouraged. When you encourage somebody, you shoot them straight in the heart with it. So he says, don't lose heart. You know what that means? Don't you be discouraged. Don't you be discouraged. This outer man may be wasting away, but the real you, the inner self of you, is being renewed. Listen to me. You become aware of what it is that builds you up when you get tore down, and you use that same thing on somebody else who's tore down, and it'll do for them what it did for you. It'll build you up. The second thing you need to understand is that encouragement goes straight to the heart. Encouragement is putting into the heart. When somebody is discouraged and you help them, boom, it goes straight to the heart. Number three, we're done. Third application here. Send somebody a note, an email, a text. Bless God, send them a smoke signal. And just let them know, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. And listen, and nothing's wrong with this. Pray for them with a specific scripture. Pray for them with a specific scripture. Now, there are a ton of these. I'm just going to show you one good one as we close. One good one as we close. Romans, the 15th chapter, and in the 13th verse, Romans 15:13, listen to what Paul said. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. When you pray for somebody, you know what you can say? You can say, dear God, fill this person with hope and with joy, with peace in what they believe, and Lord, fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit that they may have hope. What you say, well, what would be wrong with praying for somebody a specific scripture? And the answer to that question is absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So encourage each other on a regular basis. Encourage each other on a regular basis. And encourage each other without delay. If you know somebody's down, what are you waiting on? You waiting for them to leave and then you're going to try to go out there and encourage them? Encourage them without delay. The way to use that in a practical way, make practical application, become aware of what encourages you, and when you see that person down, do to them what others do to you to get you back up. Realize when if Cliff Russell's discouraged, if I encourage him, it's just like shooting him straight in the arm. Boom. And you know how it is. When you feel down and somebody encourages you, it's like, boom. That's a shot in the heart. That's a shot in the heart. And then send somebody a note. A word of encouragement. Look, I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I see the guy this week in the hospital. It's bad. It's bad. He said, what should I do? I said, here's what you need to do. I said, tie a knot in the end of that rope you on and just hold on to it. You know what he did? He looked up and laughed. He said, I'm going to tie the knot now. I said, just hold on to it. I said, because before you turn loose of that rope, God will help you. And if God don't help you and you turn loose of that rope, God will catch you before you hit the ground. If you're here this evening as a Christian and you're discouraged, you're here and you're discouraged. Listen, take heart, my friend. Take heart. If you're here, if you're subject to the invitation, we're going to sing the first and last stanza of the invitation song. You can come right now as together we stand and as we sing.